The council held a meeting of the whole Monday night, where Comptroller Sherry Ray told them that based on projections done by her office and the city treasurer's office, it might take the city up to 5 years to get back to the revenue level it enjoyed before the start of the pandemic. Ray also said that unless new revenues found, the city's $3.8 million in cash reserves could be gone by 2023. The council will hear a first reading of a supplemental budget ordinance next week that will bolster the budget somewhat. It includes a $1 million federal grant to Quincy Regional Airport, a $2.2 million federal grant to Quincy Transit Lines, and a $2.6 million Rebuild Illinois grant from the state that will be awarded over 3 years. Quincy Mayor Kyle Moore says that this year's budget process will be similar to conducting an orchestra.
We see kind of the first notes being played next week with the implementation of three grants that we received, which is good news. That means our cash flow is better with these grants. So by that projection, we won't run out of money until year three, where right now we're projected to run out of money 2 years from now. So, you know, there are a lot of moving parts, a lot of moving chairs, and we kind of wanted to connect it all together to say that, hey, we've got the grant money coming. That's good news. That's going to keep us alive, you know, live to fight another day. But we know then in June and July we're going to see some actual revenue numbers come in, and then if the federal government doesn't provide any relief to municipalities, we're going to have to make some pretty tough decisions.
Those numbers will be based on revenue collected in March and April during the height of the stay-at-home orders. Moore says that the tough decisions will continue into the fall.
And those tough decisions aren't just going to be in August, because then we're going to come back in the fall and the winter and have to deal with our pensions, because the General Assembly did not act on pensions when they were in session. So this is just kind of to connect all the dots and then to say after that pension, we still then have to build together a sustainable budget.
Those will include how to fund the city's annual contribution to the police and firefighter pension funds. Scott Hardy, WTAD News.